Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Time to talk films with Ben McKechnie, the man who watches more movies than anyone else in Australia. Normally in this segment, we chat about two films with something in common, but tonight we're going to start something a bit different. We'll tackle three totally different ones. In other words, something for everyone. Tonight we've got all the extremes, Monsters, Nightmare Brides and Childhood Abandonment. Ben, welcome back.
Hello, mate. More films than anyone in Australia.
Yeah.
Wow, that's quite the title.
Get me sleep, mate.
Only for a few hours a day.
Okay. Let's start with the serious film first. Oranges and Sunshine, it's about a topic we've tackled in the past on Open House, the Forgotten Generation.
Yeah, it's a real-life situation that I think still a lot of people don't really know about. So in short, Oranges and Sunshine is based on the true story of a British social worker named Margaret Humphreys, who in the late 80s sort of stumbled upon this social policy that was happening in England right up until the 1970s. It ran for a couple of decades, which basically shipped out children, so they were enforced child migrants, sent to Australia, often without the knowledge of parents. So a lot of the parents thought the children were being adopted out, and a lot of these children were told that your parents are dead in many situations. And then what was done is the authorities at the time thought it was good to send these kids out to Australia for, quote-unquote, a better life and for the greater good, and that the broken family situation most of them were coming from wouldn't be conducive to a good childhood and therefore a good adulthood. As a result, they sent them out to Australia. So what Oranges and Sunshine shows is Margaret Humphreys, how she stumbled upon this and then became an advocate, a crusader for those that were impacted by this social policy.
Yes. There's a lot of abuse of these children at the hands of the institutions, and we have to say, including church ones. Does the movie tackle that?
It does. It does. What Oranges and Sunshine does quite well, I think, is it demonstrates what happened to a lot of the children in this. And you're right, abuse allegations do come forward at the hands of not just the church, but also like government officials and sort of cold-blooded bureaucracy that was happening in this. But what Oranges and Sunshine does is that it's got outrage, but it's almost like polite outrage. It's toned down a bit, held back a bit, which I think is good because the policy, what happened to the people involved with this in this policy, I think speaks for itself. And so Oranges and Sunshine doesn't try to ram that down your throat. And I think just talking about this will probably incense a lot of people that this actually happened. Then when you hear about these stories and particularly what happened to these children that were abused, I don't think you need to go too far with displaying that on screen to actually get the desired response, which would be outrage.
Yeah,
so I think Oranges and Sunshine does that well.
Yeah, good movie. Who should go and see it?
It's a movie for those who are discerning, who like to go and see something dramatic, particularly at a time which we're in at the moment, which is blockbuster season. So for anyone who doesn't want to go see a movie with superheroes, pirates, or drunken blokes before a wedding, Oranges and Sunshine will be right up your alley.
Or Bridesmaids. This is the movie that our producer Claire Bruce is not at all going to be watching because she's just about to get married. The title says it all.
It certainly does. Well, Bridesmaids actually is the female answer to The Hangover and The Hangover Part 2, which I just faintly alluded to, which is in cinemas now. Look, Bridesmaids, yeah, you're right. It does say everything in the title, and it is basically about one bridesmaid in particular called Annie, played by the co-writer of this film, Kristen Wiig, and she's the maid of honour. And throughout the film, we see her in a lot of rivalry, a lot of bitterness, a lot of infighting with other bridesmaids, as well as pretty much anything that can go wrong in the build-up to a wedding, not just in friendships, but in the sort of events and activities they do. That's what happens in Bridesmaids. Mainly for comic effect.
I've said to Claire, keep your engagement short. Positives, negatives.
That's right, particularly in light of what happens in Bridesmaids. The positives, in spite of myself, I found this film quite funny. I should warn people, though, it's very potty-mouthed, very, very foul-mouthed, and there are some particular gross-out scenes in this with body functions that if you do see, I don't think you're going to forget. Positives, right. Should say, I think there's actual heart in this film, and I think it does talk a lot to people between the ages of 30 and 40 that get to a point when they think, my life hasn't worked out how I thought it would. And Bridesmaids is a pretty good depiction of any of someone who doesn't really have anything to cling to, definitely doesn't rely on God, doesn't look to a higher purpose, higher calling, instead tries to do anything they can in their life to kind of fill up this void that they feel. And then we've got that in the sort of stark contrast of Annie, who's single, and her mate, who's getting married. So it shows that, I think, in quite a heartfelt way that a lot of people can take something from.
Okay.
But the negatives, yeah, definitely the language in it particularly is going to turn a lot of people off.
Right, we've been warned. Finally, a Spielberg movie in the style of The Goonies and E.T.
Yeah, this is a film called Super 8, which Steven Spielberg has produced, but it's directed by J.J. Abrams, who made the most recent Star Trek film, and is also best known for the Lost TV series. But yeah, Super 8 is a great film. I don't think there's been a film quite like this since the films you just mentioned, like E.T., Goonies, these films that Steven Spielberg was associated with. Super 8 focuses on a bunch of kids in 1979 who are trying to make their own zombie movie, and they're trying to make it at a train station late at night, and then a train hammers past them, derails, and from that, you know, as tends to happen when a train derails, a monster emerges and runs off into the countryside, and for the rest of the film, this monster sort of lurks, always looms over this town, and builds up to quite a big finale. But actually what Super 8 is really about is about kids being kids on the cusp of, you know, growing pains, hitting adulthood, maturing, and just the sort of the loss of innocence that can happen around that time.
It's interesting, though, it's rated M, not as kid-friendly perhaps as the censors liked.
Yeah, look, I'm a bit disappointed with that, actually. And I'm not in any way trying to have a go at the classification board. I trust their judgment. But when I saw the film, I was really hoping that it was going to be rated PG, because I thought it was going to be this great all-ages film that children would really get into, relate to these the kids on screen, because the kids are pitched very well on screen. They're not too precocious, and they're not talked down to. They're great. And so it's not just for people nostalgic like myself who really love The Goonies and really love E.T. But I think what I will say in light of the M rating is that, yes, there are so obviously science fiction themes. There's a monster in this that you do see towards the end of the film. So the best recommendation I can give to parents and caregivers, if you're thinking of taking your children to an M-rated film, is that if your kids have seen the Harry Potter movies, particularly in the middle of the Harry Potter series, so episodes like 3, 4, 5 of the Harry Potter series, or the second Narnia movie, Prince Caspian. I think if your children have seen that and they were able to sort of tolerate that and go okay with that, I think Super 8 is in very similar territory as far as the themes and what's actually depicted on screen.
Okay. Ben, thanks so much for joining us yet again. Good
All
on
right,
you.
Mate. My pleasure.
Ben McKechnie, film critic from Empire Magazine. Across Australia, this is Open House.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.